Good morning, Columbus County. This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. A traffic stop led County Vice and Narcotics agents to shut down a major drug operation November 27th. Zachy Butler, age 44, was jailed on trafficking opiates and other charges. He was held on a $500,000 secured bond. Butler was arrested after information developed during a traffic stop near Pine Circle Road led to the discovery of heroin, crack, and powdered cocaine in his home. Look for more on this story on our website. State Supreme Court candidate Jefferson Griffin and the State Republican Party are challenging 60,000 ballots statewide. There's fewer than 800 ballots separating Griffin and incumbent appointee Allison Riggs. Republican Griffin is a former prosecutor and member of the National Guard, while Democrat Riggs became known for her support of the BLM rights in 2020, as well as abortion rights. She was appointed to the sixth seat on the State Supreme Court by Governor Roy Cooper. In other news today, the wall that heals will be coming to Columbus County in April. The wall is a 3-4 scale replica of the Vietnam Memorial in Washington, D.C. We have much more on this story on our website. Folks, this is a major honor for the Veterans Memorial Park and for our county. I hope you're ready for some Christmas spirit because it is parade week in Columbus County. You get ready to bundle up and get out there and enjoy it. Tabor City's parade and their Christmas events start Thursday at 6 p.m. After the parade, make sure you catch the lighting of the community Christmas tree and all of the fun programs that go along with that at 7:30 at the town gateway. Santa's Workshop is there. He's going to be visiting, and we have it on good authority that it's actually going to snow at Santa's Workshop on Thursday. Chicken bog bowls will be for sale, so you'll be able to have a nice hot supper. And don't forget the Tinseling Tabor Bazaar. It starts right after the parade, and it goes on Friday and Saturday as well. Lake Waccamaw is going to light their community Christmas tree Friday at 6 p.m. The Lake's Christmas Parade is Saturday at 10 a.m. with lineup at Elizabeth Brinkley Park. Light the Lake will also be going on throughout the season as residents decorate their piers and boats along the waterfront. The Boys and Girls Home is sponsoring the Christmas Nativity Journey at four different locations this year. They have more than 1,000 different nativity scenes from around the world. The self-guided tour is from 4 to 8:30 p.m. Friday and 10 a.m. until 4 p.m. on Saturday. There'll be live music on Saturday as well, and light refreshments. There's no cost, but donations are encouraged. Saturday is the holiday extravaganza in Wyville. The parade starts at 6 p.m., followed by the lighting of the community Christmas tree at Vineland Station. There'll be free carriage rides, a kids' zone, pictures with Santa, all kinds of food trucks, and music from the Edgewood Chorus. We have a new story on this at ColumbusCountyNews.com so you can get more details. Tavern's Christmas Parade and their events take place on Sunday starting at 3 p.m. There's still time to get your orders in for the East Columbus Swamp Keepers Education Foundation Pork Chop Plate Sale. Plates are $10. They'll be available on Friday from 10 until 6. Now, they could also still use some volunteers for the event. If you want to order a plate or if you want to volunteer, call or text 910-617-9056. Sarah Gorda Baptist Church has its annual chili and soup cook-off on Sunday. Contestants should be at the church by 4 p.m. Doors will open at 5 for hungry testers. Entry fee is $5. Admission for taste testers is $5, which gets you 3 tokens, or $20 for unlimited tasting and 10 tokens. Call 910-619-2136 for more information. Sarah Gorda Baptist Church is located at 257 Church Street in Sarah Gorda. Check out our growing list of Christmas and church events at the CCN webpage and make sure you send us your church's plans so we can share them with everyone else. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver.